Yo, peace, family. It's your man, Mo Morris, the one-man army, and welcome to Strictly for the Brothers. You know, brothers, I'm sitting here thinking, family. You know, family, what I'm thinking about, man, is what success looks like, right? You know, you hear things about, you know, you should visualize it, and you should have it in your mind, and but then, what does success look like? I've never heard anybody say success look like the hard work you put in. Because the hard work is part of the process. I never hear people talk about the hard work. You hear somebody say, yeah, I worked hard. But they don't look at the work as success. Right? They don't look at the day-to-day preparation, dedication, and discipline. They don't look at that as success. They look at that as part of the process, right? For the most part, think about it, brothers. How do you view, like when you're in pursuit of a goal and you have your plan, you have your schedule, you have where you're supposed to be at that time, but every time you execute part of the plan, every step you take and execute it is success. It's not a glorified success. Some people don't even recognize it as success. They recognize it as part of the process. Right? But what is success? I believe some people view success as the goal to achieve. And I believe some people believe success are the things that you own. And the things that you own them. Yeah, you own them because you wanted them, but you own them because you want somebody else to see it. I believe some of us look at success like what we own is success. You know, I believe a lot of us have a materialistic mindset where we're driven by things. We driven by what we can purchase. We driven by what we want to own, what we want to be seen in, what we want to have on. When somebody see us, how we looking? I heard Michael Jordan once say that not only did he feel that he had to play good every time he stepped on the court, he felt every time he went in public, he had to look immaculate. He had to be clean as a whistle. Why? Just like he felt on the court. This might be the only time a person gets to see me play ever, and I'm going to get him the best performance. He said the same thing about his appearance. This might be the only time this person ever gets to see me. And when they see me, I'm going to be looking top notch. Now, that's drive, y'all. That's a standard, y'all. This is who this man wants to be. This man wants to play the best he can play every night. And every time you see him, he's saying he gonna be clean. For him, as well as for you. That's a materialistic mindset, ain't it? That's a standard. That's a drive, right? But he ain't talking about. You can ask yourself, is that a mirror? That was a question. I wasn't saying it was. That was a question. Ain't that a materialistic mindset? Or is that not a materialistic mindset? I look at it like standards. I look at that. He didn't talk about the car he was going to drive. He said, hey, man, when you see me, I'm going to be clean. I believe in that. I believe that when I go out, I need to look a certain type of way now. You know, you're really not going to catch me out in the street with sweatpants on. You know, I'm not knocking wearing sweatpants, but it's just a certain way I want to look when I'm in public. Right? But that's considered standards, individual standards. Because everybody don't feel that way. And that's not wrong. And Mike not wrong. I'm not wrong. Nobody's wrong on that, because that's up to you how you want to look, how you want to present yourself. That's your responsibility, right? But when I talk about materialistic mindset, I am looking at, like, all through life, there's a temptation placed in front of us. There's a lot of things on television. There's a lot of TV commercials. There's a lot of things that are always tempting us to feel like we need that. We gotta have that, right? There's always something that makes you feel like, man, I gotta get that. If I don't got that, I'm kind of behind. I'm not where I need to be if I don't own that, right? Did you know that businesses, companies do, they gather information about their customers? Did you know that? Did you know that companies gather information about you, and they say who they sell to the most, and they make plans and strategies about how to sell and to get you to want to buy? That's what companies do. That's what companies do. Right? They put their clothes on rappers. They put their clothes on actors. They put their clothes on entertainers. They give these individual car contracts to show off their car. Remember Regina King from 227? Remember Regina King from Boys in the Hood? Right? Regina King. You respect Regina King, family. Regina King, a child star. On point right now. You know what I'm saying? Sister, stay working. Regina King got a Cadillac truck, a Cadillac contract. And she is promoting and selling and marketing Cadillac vehicles for Cadillac. Regina King, family. Regina King is out here with a Cadillac contract, family. Right? Back in the day, Billy D. Williams used to promote Colt 45. Remember Billy D? Billy D. Williams, y'all. Some of y'all might not remember Billy D. Williams. Some of y'all might not know who Billy D. Williams is, family. Some of y'all might not have no idea who Billy D. Williams is. But it's sure enough a lot of us out there that remember Billy D., right? Remember Billy D. doing the Colt 45 commercial? Do you remember Billy D. promoting malt liquor to the brothers? Do you remember that? Do you remember that? Do you remember Billy D. Williams promoting Coke 45 to the brothers? Do you remember Ice Cube with the St. Ives commercial? Do you remember Ice Cube with the St. Ives commercial? Do you? Do you remember Ice Cube promoting St. Ives? Another malt liquor. Do you remember that? Do you remember that? Marketing liquor to the black community so they can get a check, so they can buy whatever they want. And hey, man, I ain't gonna say they wrong for that, but I am gonna look at their mindset. I'm gonna ask, is that a materialistic mindset? Does anybody in the room believe malt liquor is good for you? And I ain't sitting there acting like I ain't never drank a 40. I'm not going to sit up here and act brand new with you. But you know what I'm not doing? I'm not standing up in front of the black community saying, hey, y'all need to drink this. I'm not doing that. Now, if I choose to have some malt liquor or have a drink, I'm grown. I can do that. That's on me. But it's a whole other thing for me to indulge in something personal than to stand up and promote it to my people, knowing it ain't gonna do my people no good. That is a materialistic mindset. You know, brothers, I'm asking the question, family. What are you willing to do for material? What are you willing to do to get as much money as you want? What are you willing to do to get enough money to buy what you want? Are you willing to put in the work and sacrifice and do the things that you need to do without causing somebody else harm to get that, to get access to that?
Or are you willing to hurt anyone, regardless of age, color, height, neighborhood, to be able to go get the things that you want? Look, man, I want nice stuff like the next person. I own nice things. I'm in pursuit of more nice things. But I ain't willing to kill nobody, and I ain't willing to hurt nobody to get it. I ain't willing to destroy generations of people. I'm not willing to go to jail for it. I'm not. I don't gotta do criminal things to make money. And brothers, neither do you. We do not have to be criminals to gain materials. We do not have to be criminals to be able to obtain materials. We do not have to become criminals to be able to own materials. Brothers, a lot of individuals are willing to put their freedom and their life on the line because they don't feel they're going to be able to earn materials unless they become a criminal and say stuff to you like, hey, man, I got to do what I got to do. I got to do what I got to do, man. No, you ain't got to do what you got to do. And if that's the mindset, feel me on this, family. If you got to do what you got to do, if that's the mindset we all running around here talking about, then doggone it, why don't you read better? Brothers, if you got to do what you got to do, why you don't have better understanding of math? If you got to do what you got to do, why you not walking into the school with that same mindset? If I got to do what I got to do to be able to pass this class, I got to do what I got to do to become a better student. I got to do what I got to do to be more respectful. I got to do what I got to do to get better. But now, when it comes to us bettering ourselves and facing ourselves and strengthening ourselves, that's when we come up with all these excuses. That's when we come up with, man, my daddy ain't in my house. Or my mama don't read too good. Didn't nobody graduate. That's when we come up with all excuses. But when we go to the street, we use that as a badge of honor. We talk about, hey, man, I got to help my mama feed the family. I got to help my mama pay the bills. That's when we get to talking and acting like it's all good, because now we sitting up here saying we doing something to serve the family right now. You know, you got brothers looking you in the face and say, how's education going to help me right now? You know, brothers, let me tell you this. If you got to help your mama pay bills, your mama ain't taking care of her business. If you are a child or a teenager looking me in the face and telling me that you got to help your mama pay bills, then your mama not taking care of her business. And you can get as mad as you want and foam at the mouth. I'm not lying. There's no way in the world a teenage boy should feel that he got to be a man to help his mama. His mama grown. His mama supposed to be helping him. His mama supposed to be providing for him. Not feeling like a child got to feel like they got to be an adult and go out here and earn to help their mama pay bills. I ain't going for that, family. I'm not going for that. I'm not accepting that. I'm not accepting the fact that that woman who sent up here got her son feeling like they got to be a man. I'm not feeling his father either. Where your daddy at? You know, we act like that's the wrong question to ask. No, it's not. If a boy feel like he got to be a man, that means a man is not in place. Where the father at? While we running around talking about we got to do what we got to do, brothers, we have to be fathers. If you having babies out here in the street, then you got to be a father to your child. You got to provide for your child. And sisters, to the brothers out here, stop having unwanted babies. Stop making better selections in the women that you're dealing with, family. Bros, can't no woman just jump in your bed and make you get down with her? Can we have some better selection around here? Are you talking to the woman? Are you just trying to smash? Where are your standards at, brother? If Michael Jordan feel he got to be clean every time he walk outside the door, if Michael Jordan feel he got to play at the top level every night he step on the court, then what are your standards, family? What are your standards for your life, family? Are you just happy to get some trim? You so desperate for some loving that you would just get down and lay down with any woman? And then on top of that, I understand you're trying to get your roll off. Then you go neck ahead in her. Then you bust swole in her. Then you walking around foaming at the mouth talking about, that ain't my baby. And you know damn well you done went neck ahead on her and bust swole in her. But you walking around here acting like she doing you a disservice and you got her pregnant. Hey, bros, we got to cut this out, man. We got to change our mindset. We got to get out of the materialistic mindset, family. A lot of brothers are doing things out of desperation just because they want to be able to get their hands on materials so they are willing to become criminals. Brothers, let me tell you this, family. I wore biscuits all my life. I didn't get my first pair of name brand shoes until I was 12 years old, family. I ain't trying to hear it. And my mama paid the rent every month. And I ate. I think what was going in my stomach was more important than what was on my feet. But we're in a materialistic mindset. Right? We're in a materialistic mindset. We'll celebrate the dude that got fresh gear and look at the kid that's getting straight A's like he a lame. But even the dude that got the fresh gear don't read too good. But he got fresh gear on. Materialistic mindset. We more focused on how we look instead of what we know. We more interested in shopping than reading. Why is that? Brothers, I'll tell you why that is. Because we are not promoting education. And when I say we, I'm talking about the black man. I'm talking about the black man. I'm talking to you, brother. The reason why it is not going the way it is supposed to go because we are not promoting what needs to be promoted. We too busy running around arguing with women about Kevin Samuels. We too busy arguing with women about what manhood is. We too busy smoking and drinking and chasing sisters. We too busy working as hard as we can work, slaving, going to get it, working overtime so we can get that bag and go and do whatever it is we want to do. And brothers, I'm not knocking that, family, but what are you promoting? What are you putting in the street? If Billy D. Williams can stand up and promote Coke 45, then we as brothers should be able to promote education across the board. Across the board, brothers, we have a materialistic mindset. We are more focused on owning things than knowing things and learning things and applying things. We are distracted by materials. When materials come and go, family, you bought those fresh pair of jeans when you was in high school, man. You were so excited to get them Jordans, man. Man, you got your first Nike jumpsuit, right? Remember when you got your first, family? Remember it, family? You can't wear none of that stuff right now, family. Hell, you can't even wear your gym uniform from high school right now, family. Materials come and go, family. But man, what you learn and what you can apply to your life stays, family. What you learn, you can teach. And when you teaching somebody something, family, you become immortal. Because the lessons that you give to that individual, when they utilize them and they keep utilizing them and they teaching the next person, family, that makes you immortal because you're going to live forever because your knowledge is living forever. Not your gym shoes, not your house, not your vehicle, family. They don't last forever, family. And even if they did, you ain't going to want to keep driving around in the same thing from 10 years from now. But the knowledge that you acquire can take you further than 10 years from now. The knowledge you acquire can purchase you, can put you, can assist you, can give you the authority and the strength to help others based on what you have learned and applied throughout your life. Come on, man. Brothers, we got to quit tripping, man. We got to quit tripping. You know, man, when you think about some of the game you done got from men in your life, and I ain't saying every man, but every shorty done heard about women from a black man, every shorty in some way, shape, fashion, or form done heard from a brother. They done tried to get him some advice about women. They asked him about women. We always talking about women. right? When I talk to brothers, only time I'm talking to them about women is respect a woman, don't argue with a woman. And I ask them, how old are you? They tell me an age. I ask them, does your age and fatherhood go together? And up until about 20, they be like, nah. But like when you get 20, they feel you can have a baby. And you ain't got to be married. Right? So then we got this mindset like it's so cool, it's cool to have a baby with a sister. Because for the most part, a lot of us were born to relationships instead of marriages. Right? A lot of us are born into relationships instead of marriages. So that's why it's acceptable for us to believe that a man doesn't have to have a family before he has a baby. Or a man doesn't, he can be a father, but he doesn't have to be a husband. Man, what type of mindset is that? So we walking into one of the most precious things ever. That's creating a life and saying that we don't have to be completely with the sister that we had his baby with. What type of mindset is that, family? We when you look at the history of black people, our whole thing is centered around family. Our whole thing is centered around family. Man, woman, and child. Man, woman, child. That's our whole thing. Family. And we running around here talking about you ain't even got to have a complete family before you have a child. You ain't got to have a bond and a loyalty and a relationship with the woman that you create life with. Hey, y'all, busting a nut is one thing, but creating a life, man, that lasts forever, family. And we looking at that like it's nothing because of our mindset. And we looked at family and our children like we looked at materials, we'll be all right. Wouldn't you agree, brothers? And we looked at honoring the family dynamic like we looked at buying Jordans, man, our mindset, we would be all right, family, if we had the mindset of towards family like we have towards playing the game, we would be all right, family. But we don't have that type of passion when it comes to family. Yeah, you got that type of passion when it comes to your mama, because you love your mama. But hell, the majority of our mamas wasn't wives, right? So if our mama wasn't a wife, why are we looking for a wife? My mama's straight. She wasn't nobody's wife. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So then you look at your mama's situation. To the brothers that's feeling like they got to do what they got to do to help their mama. Hey, family, what if your mama would have made a better selection about the man she had a baby with? What if your mama was a little bit more focused on the life that she could build and create on her own? You know, you sit up here mad at this and mad at that. Let's look at our mamas. Look at your mama, man. Look at your mama. Yeah, you love your mama. You respect your mama. You supposed to. That woman held you down. She ain't have to have you. Your mama deserves all your respect. No doubt about it. Your mama is your first teacher. No doubt about it. But let's begin to look at our mothers. Let's look at the lives of our mothers and see where our mothers could have did better. Let's look at the lives of our mothers and see what we can learn what not to do. I know we worship our mama and we praise God for mama and we crying and we over at the house every weekend making sure mama good. Praise God. But one day ask your mama this question. Mama, if you could do it all over again, what would you do different? Mama, what mistakes did you make in your life? What about asking these questions to learn? You always going over there doing what you need to do for your mama. Man, learn from your mama. Ask your mama some grown questions. I ain't asked you to go over there and ask your mama how many men she done slept with. That ain't your business. But you can go over there and ask your mama, hey, mama, what mistakes did you make in your life? What would you do different? And you can learn from that. And you can improve from that. But brothers, we have to change our mindset. We have a materialistic mindset. Everything of material value matters to us. You think about the brothers. You think I'm lying to you, brothers. Think about your man cave. Think about how you prepared for your man cave, family. Think about how you prepared for your man cave. Think about how you dreamed about it, how you visualized it, how you wrote everything down, how you went to the store and checked out the pool table. You looked at the big screen joint and you just talked about it with your homeboys. Imagine if you pursued your goals like that. Imagine if you was that fired up for that child that don't live with you, that got the baby mama that get on your nerves. Imagine if you planned and focused and went around and went up to your child's school and talked to your child's teacher just like you was excited to build your man cave. Things would be a little bit different, wouldn't it, brother? Wouldn't it, brother? If you poured into what was really important like you poured into materials. You got brothers out here in the street becoming criminals for materials, family. You got cats losing their life for paper. For paper. For paper. I'm talking about 18 to 28 years old, family. You don't know nothing, G. You don't know nothing, family. You know pain. You know your emotions, family. But you don't know what it is to persevere and to get up every day and put that work in. Manhood is built every day, family. Manhood is built every day, family. Your manhood doesn't decrease or increase on one moment, family. Manhood is built over consistency. Just like greatness is built over consistency, family. It's about showing up and getting it done every day, family. It ain't about bumping your gums. It ain't about stealing from somebody. It ain't about strong-arming somebody. It ain't about robbing somebody, family. We can all get out here and be criminals, family. But the true warriors, the true champions are those that do it with integrity and character, family. Because those brothers can reach back and teach somebody else to get it done the same way, family. Those brothers can teach integrity. Those brothers can teach perseverance. Instead of teaching materialism. Brothers, we have to change our mindset. We have to begin to care about our future more, brothers. We have to begin to care about each other's future more, brothers. We cannot begin to allow ourselves to be detoured for materials. There is not one piece of property, car, shoes, underwear, flights, vacations. You can't tell me one thing that's worth 25 years in jail, G. Not a material. Not a material. Everything that you want right now, young blood, everything that you feel you're doing without, brother, you can go get it. And I don't care how old you are. And if you're too young to make it happen right now, and I ain't trying to say too young because you can go get it, family. But if you got to break the law to go get it, bro, I'm not hearing that, family. I'm not hearing that. Nobody in the room should be okay with being a criminal. Quit telling me about your life and how hard it is, family. You just saying you ain't the first one with a challenge in your life and you ain't going to be the last one, family. Stop using your excuses for a reason to destroy your future, family. Those things are there to make you tougher. They are challenges, family. But are you tough enough? And brothers, if you are a youth, if you are a young boy, you are not supposed to be trying to pay your mama's bills. You are not. Your mama fumbled and your mama need to get on her business and you need to see what you can do. You need to go to your school and talk to somebody, family. But I'm not hearing you throwing your future away because your mama got a high school diploma and won't get up off her ass and go make it happen. Because your mother chose to be lazy and not continue to build herself up and respect the fact that she had children. I'm not hearing it, family. Your mama's laziness is not a reason for you to become a criminal. Period. You need to look your mama in the face and challenge your mama and ask your mama what you're going to do. Because if you can stand up on the street, if you can sit up there and pick up a pistol, if you can sell crack, if you can murder another brother, you for damn sure can ask your mama some tough questions. You for damn sure. I'm talking to this shorty. I'm talking to the shorty who mama telling him to go do what he got to do because these bills got to get paid. Ask your mama what she going to do. You know, you ain't supposed to ask this, but shoot. If your mama willing to put you out on the street where you can become a criminal, ask your mama if she's willing to sell some ass. That's too tough. That's too tough. You think that's too tough? If there's a mama out there willing to put her son, her children in position to go to jail, to kill somebody, to get killed, before they do that, she need to get her ass out there and sell some ass. Because that's her responsibility to make it happen. Children are not supposed to be put in a position to have to be adults. Children are children. Adults are supposed to be adults. And if you got adults putting children in harm's way, then them adults are not worthy to have those children. Period. Brothers, we have to begin to change our mindset and care more about ourselves. We got to care more about our futures. This is what we have to do. This is what we have to do. This is what we have to do. We have to begin to care. We have to begin to get things done, brothers. And that's what we got to be focused on, family. This is what we got to get done, brothers. We have to lock in on our futures. We have to guard our futures. We have to push ourselves to be greater. We have to push ourselves to stay focused, family. We can't give in and cause harm to our people by promoting malt liquor to them, by being criminals in the neighborhood, by promoting St. Ives to them, family. Every dollar ain't a good dollar, brothers. If you putting your people in harm, if you harming your people, if you misleading your people, a dollar ain't worth that, brothers. And I pray for conviction to fall upon you, family. I pray that you can't sleep at night, family. If you willing to cause harm to the brothers and sisters for a dollar, I pray you can't sleep. I pray your car don't start. I pray you get 12 flat tires this year. If you don't care about black people, family, then you need to get checked. And I might can't check you, but I can pray to a God that can. Brothers, I love you. But I don't love you enough to co-sign on you hurting our people. I don't love you enough to where you can feel that it's okay for you to go out here and become a criminal for material. It's not acceptable. And brothers, we have to begin to push ourselves to be more. Fathers, we have to push ourselves to be more. If you pushing to get the big boy truck and the if you pushing to get the promotion, if you pushing to get the man cave and you ain't the best father you can be, bro, you need to look at your priorities and get them in order. Because I don't give a damn what your leather couch look like. I don't care how big the screen is on your wall. I don't care if you got the smoke room in the house and you got the cigar cutter. Don't nobody care about that if your child don't feel loved by you, bruh. Brothers, I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you, brothers, that to have that same love and that same passion that you have for materials, begin to spread that love and that passion and that energy throughout your life in areas where it's needed, brothers. And you will see the change inside of yourself first and foremost. And then in those that you are giving that and sharing that love with, brothers. Brothers, I want to encourage you to become more. Be more of a man of substance and impact instead of a man of material. Peace. I'm your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army, and I want to say thank you for listening to Strictly for the Brothers. Peace. What up, Chicago?